Coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from PNG Field in Altoona. We're getting set for Game 5 in this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Altoona. And boy, oh boy, the Bay Sox just keep getting it done offensively. A gorgeous day to try and win a series as Bowie has been rolling with the base hits over the last 5-6 days. Bowie has now collected 10 hits or more in 6 consecutive games. That's tied for the longest streak in the entire Eastern League this season, tied with Somerset, who did it back in the month of May. Altoona, they did it just a little bit better yesterday, and you got to give them a lot of credit for that. They worked 4 double plays. It was the most that Bowie hit into at any point in a single game this season, and the Bay Sox just were able to squeak out the ones that they needed to pick up the 3-2 winner. They were also 8-10. Some good work behind the dish by Cody Roberts. He caught 2 base runners trying to steal second base, and then just, of course, some excellent work in relief from Morgan McSweeney, Jensen Elliott, who picked up the save, and Easton Lucas. Forgot Lucas in there for just a brief little moment. But there was just nothing that Altoona could do. They did tie the game briefly once, but the Bay Sox took the lead once again in the third inning and never really had to look back. They'll try to make it 5 wins in this 4 wins in this 6-game series. They can make it 5 wins if they win today and tomorrow. But for now, the Bay Sox are coming in for game number 48 on the year, a 19-28 record and a 1-game winning streak. Bowie is 5-5 over their last 10. 8-13 when playing on the road, and 6-11 in one-run games. Their last 2 games have been decided by 1 run. On the other end, the Curve come in for game number 50 this season, a 23-26 record this year, a 1-game losing streak for Altoona. They're 5-5 over their last 10 as well, 12-13 at home, and 8-11 in games decided by 1 run. As you'd imagine, their last 2 games have also been decided by 1 run. The Bay Sox are 8 games out of first place at the moment, 6th overall in the 6-team Southwest Division. Next closest team to them is the Harrisburg Senators, who Bowie will visit once this series concludes. The Bay Sox play 7 games in 6 days, starting on Tuesday out at FNB Field in Harrisburg. Bowie is only 1.5 games behind the Senators at the moment, Harrisburg in 5th overall. The Curve are 5 games out of first place for the time being. That's 4th overall in the 6-team Southwest Division. Next closest team to them, though, is the Richmond Flying Squirrels. It's a logjam at the top for the top slot in the Southwest, as Akron and Erie have identical 28-21 records. Richmond is only 1 game out of first in 3rd at 27-22, and Altoona is the next closest team, 4 games out at 4th place at 23-26. Here's starting pitching matchup for tonight's game. It'll be left-hander Antonio Velez going for Bowie, while the right-hander Luis Ortiz gets the ball for Altoona. Now, Velez comes in ERA, 36 1/3 innings of work. He has struck out 40 and walked 10. He's given up 11 home runs, and that's been his black eye. But he is coming off of his best start of the season for the Bay Sox. Tossed 5 scoreless innings against the Erie Seawolves, and it was really one of his first games this year that properly married the two philosophies that he's been kind of developing into as a pitcher in this new organization after he was traded to the Orioles only a few days before the start of the season. And by that I mean good contact stuff, good weak ground balls, easy outs in play mixed with key strikeouts. It played together perfectly, and he put together that scoreless day to pick up his first win of the year. He struck out 6 batters and only allowed 6 base runners in the 5-inning performance. Only one of them got to scoring position. No one ever reached third base. He's got that good fade on his changeup, and if he sequences well with his other breaking stuff, especially low in the zone, because Altoona has really been chasing on just about everything low in the zone in this series and putting everything into play weakly because of it. It's what gave Ryan Watson such a good day. If Velez can do something similar, then he should be in line for a good day. There shouldn't really be much of an issue for him there as long as he follows something along those lines. And, of course, he has a lot to trust with Maverick Hanley behind the dish today. Bowie's catchers have really been calling some excellent games over the last week. On the other end for Altoona, it's Luis Ortiz. Right-hander has been a fast riser in the organization for the Pirates. He's 1-2 on the season with a 4.74 ERA, 38 innings of work this year. He struck out 46 and walked 16, opponents hitting .204 against him, and he's allowed 5 home runs. Early this season, Ortiz had some trouble with distance in games. Over his first 7 starts of the year, he had only finished 5 innings once, but he's coming into this one riding consecutive six-inning performances. He's got a mid to upper 90s fastball, but then just a slider and a changeup. Doesn't have a fourth offering to try and help counteract what his fastball might lack if it's not getting up into the high 90s. If you've paid attention to Bowie, there's fewer pitches that a pitcher offers, then the Bay Sox have an easier opportunity to pick up on what they might be able to see. They've got such good eyes at the plate, and they have continually frustrated opposing pitchers, more specifically opposing starters, to the point where they're rarely able to set themselves up for a win or really a decision other than a loss, because Bowie just chases them out so often, so early. This entire series, Altoona starters have not been able to finish five innings. Only once has the Altoona starter gone into the fifth inning, and that was Kyle Nicholas yesterday. But Nicholas only picked up one out, had to leave midway through in that bat, and he was just placed on the injured list ahead of this game. So the Bay Sox, they've been doing it right over the last 4 days now, and they hope to do it again. Maybe serve Ortiz another short outing and maybe pile on some runs before chasing him out and then trying to attack on the Altoona bullpen. Again, it's Ortiz and Antonio Velez going toe-to-toe today, but as we continue with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we started chat with yesterday's starter. Ryan Watson picked up the win for his third of the season with 5 one-run innings. It was an excellent outing for him, and we get his thoughts on what went well. We're back after this. You're listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. This is Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Dynamite!
That's right, it's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1970 hit Good Times, with a special VIP meet and greet package available. That's Friday Night with Jimmy J.J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. So head to BaySox.com right now to get your tickets and learn more.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We're back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for Game 5 in this six-game series between Bowie and Altoona. Sitting down with last night's winning pitcher, Ryan Watson, tossed five innings, one-run ball. What was the best pitch working for you last night, Ryan?
I'd have to say it was just mixing up the location on the fastball and then throwing sliders off of that. That's probably what got me through last night's outing.
Cody Roberts put together an excellent game both at the plate and behind the plate. Caught two base runners. Seems like he put together a pretty good game in terms of calling the proper pitches in the sequencing. How much trust do you put into the catcher when it comes to going out and letting him maybe make the decisions on where to put the pitches or what pitches to throw?
A lot. I think, you know, both of our catchers, Maverick and Cody, you know, they're really, really good catchers. They're smart behind the plate. They get a good read on the hitters, and they have a very good plan going into the game about, you know, what we need to do. And really, it's just about executing the pitches they put down. For me, at least, you know, I very rarely shake those guys. They've got a really good plan and are both very, very good catchers.
We're here with Ryan Watson on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Doesn't really seem like there's been much of an issue when it comes to you transitioning from that back end of the piggyback role to the regular starting role. Have you noticed any problems with that, or you just go out and throw like you normally do?
No, I spent 4 years in college as a bullpen guy, so that part came, you know, naturally. But, you know, I've always been a starter, I feel like, at heart. Yeah. So, you know, just getting back into that routine, you know, starting off the game, trying to get it going, get the momentum rolling in our direction is something I like to do.
Anything you like to do on these long road trips? Already the six gamers themselves can be a little bit taxing. You don't want to get cooped up too long, but this is the first of two. Well, you could call this one a 13-gamer since it is going to be a 13-gamer. Do you do anything to try and stay fresh so you're not hung up too much in the hotel room or stuck in the clubhouse for too long?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the hotel, we'll go out and try to walk somewhere, yeah. You know, get outside, get some breakfast, something like that. But, yeah, I mean, just kind of just sit in there and wait till you go back home sometimes. But, no, it's not too bad. You know, just we come to the field pretty early, so it's nice to get here and get outside, get moving, and stay on top of what you got to do that day.
Regionals going on right now are... How are the Tigers? Did they make it? I haven't followed college baseball myself. Are you following along pretty intently?
Yeah. My Auburn Tigers were hosting a regional. Had a big game last night. We won pretty big last night. So sitting around, they play tonight, I think, at like 6 or something against Florida State. So
okay,
I wish I could talk a little smack to Velez today, but he's starting.
While he's starting.
So I'm not going to give him any grief about the old alma mater tonight, but
well, after he matches you with five strong innings, then you guys can go toe to toe when he gets out of the game. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'll have to, you know, meet him in the locker room when he gets done and talk a little smack. Yeah. But yeah, he's gonna go strong for us tonight. I got a good feeling about it.
Again, we're chatting with Ryan Watson here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. What do you want to see next in terms of maybe some of your conversations with Josh Conway? What's been working with you on the mound? What would you like to see as the next step in your development?
You know, we've been working with the slider a little bit more. It's been a little inconsistent, so I'd like to see that some more consistency out of the slider.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working on a new one for a couple weeks, and so trying to dial that one in, you know, and see it really develop is something that I'm really working towards.
I don't know if I've asked you this question. I know I usually like to ask it of a handful of the pitchers, so correct me if I have, but if there is a pitcher on this team that you would least like to face as an opposing batter, who is it?
Oh, man. All of them. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say Jensen.
Interesting.
The reason I say Jensen, because the kid doesn't throw anything straight. So everything moves. He's got kind of a weird, you know, delivery, weird arm angle. And I would just be terrified of swinging at a ball that runs and hits me. So
that's why a lot of the answer that we'll get is Nolan Hoffman because of the sidearm.
I just thought about that too. Yeah. Probably those two.
Well, technically he's inactive, so Elliott still counts. So we'll give you that one. Have you caught up on the Stranger Things? I hear that's going around the clubhouse right now.
I might be the only guy who hasn't even watched season one of Stranger Things.
Don't worry, I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah, I need to start it. I keep telling myself I need to, but I just haven't got around to it.
There's so much content out there, and we're focused at the ballpark for a while, so it makes sense. Ryan, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it, and congrats on a great day yesterday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ryan Watson here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside. Be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. BaySox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Trying to pick up their first series win since late April, early May, when they took 4 of 5 from the Harrisburg Senators. Eventually, the Bay Sox did have to postpone a game and push it to next week, so Bowie will play 7 of 6 with Harrisburg when they make the trip over to FNB Field starting on Tuesday. But let's go ahead and take a look at today's starting lineups, get you some insight on the way that things are set up. There are a couple of changes noted for Bowie, one of them being Gunnar Henderson getting the day off. Definitely needed for him, as he'd appeared in all but 2 games for the Bay Sox coming into this one, so give him a little bit of rest going into tomorrow's series finale. But the line looks like this for Bowie. Jordan Westberg will still lead it off. He's at third base today. It's the second consecutive game for Westy over at third after playing at second. Been hitting the ball well, and he's been a good piece at the top of the order for Bowie, hitting .310 while leading off an inning, and he's got hits in 8 of his last 9 games. Cesar Prieto will fill in for Gunnar Henderson, as Henderson has the day off, as mentioned. Prieto batting second, so just replacing one left-hander with great contact for another. So at the moment, no real issue there. Hudson Askin will follow up in center field, still batting third. Joey Ortiz shifts up into the shortstop position as the cleanup man. Adam Hall bounces down into the 5-hole. He'll be the DH again for Bowie. And then Maverick Handley is back in. He had yesterday off, and that was a necessary day off for him because he had caught 4 of 5 games for Bowie, but it wasn't affecting his offense at all. The last game that Handley played was the 13-12 loss in which he picked up his first career 4-hit game. So there's not really much you can fault him for in that one. He's been doing everything possible to give the Bay Sox the best opportunity to win, and now he'll be batting 6th today. Hopefully he can keep that going. Andrew Dashbach is at first base today, batting 7th. Davis Tavares in right field bats 8th, and Christopher Cespedes bats 9th. The Curve make plenty of lineup changes themselves. A new leadoff batter specifically, Andres Alvarez, will open it up. He's been tormenting Bowie in this series. 5 hits, 3 of them going for extra bases, a double, a 3-run home run, and a triple. Jared Triolo continues to bat 2nd, and then Blake Sable shifts up to 3rd. Matt Gorski follows suit and shifts up to 4th. They were batting 4th and 5th respectively, and that's because Leover Peguero is going to drop down into the 5-hole, and I really think this is a necessary move for Peguero, similar to that slump that Jordan Westberg was on for about a week, 2 weeks, in which he was hitting about 100. Peguero is only 2-for-18 in this series, and both hits are singles, after he came into this series on a 10-game hit streak, so there's really a lot of understanding as to him wanting to slow it down, get a little bit of an understanding from the dugout before getting out there and falling behind. So Peguero will bat 5th, and then Aaron Shackelford 6th, and Brent Sitta, Connor Scott, and Lolo Sanchez round out the lineup for the Curve. Teams have taken the field now here at PNG Field, so we'll step aside, be back in a bit. First pitch coming your way. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Since we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie.
Starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at third base, you've got Jordan Westberg, followed by Cesar Prieto at second base, batting second. Hudson Askin is in center field, batting third. Joey Ortiz at shortstop bats fourth. Adam Hall is the designated hitter. He bats fifth. Maverick Hanley, the catcher, bats sixth. Andrew Dashbach is at first base, batting seventh. Davis Tavares in right field, bats eighth. And Christopher Cespedes rounds out the lineup. He's in left field, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Fecto, and Chandler Geller, Calvin Christensen, video coordinator, Lindsey Birchfield, athletic trainer. The Bay Sox are 19-28 on the season, a one-game winning streak, 5-5 over their last 10, and 8-13 on the road. Once more, that lineup for Bowie: Westberg, Prieto, Haskin, Ortiz, Hall, Handley, Dashbach, Tavares, Cespedes, all to face off against Luis Ortiz on the mound. PNG Field in Altoona, 325 feet down the line to both left and right field, 405 to straightaway center, and 385 to the alleys in left and right. Ortiz is ready, out of the wind, kicks back, steps high, and fires the first pitch home to Jordan Westberg. It's called a strike on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball low and away, and we're underway at 6:03 p.m. on a 73-degree, perfectly sunny day here in Altoona. The 0-1 called a strike on a low fastball to Westy, and the count took quickly to nothing and two. Jordan Westberg, a 251 average this season, 826 OPS in 46 games played. Ortiz steps back and fires the 0-2 pitch to him. It's called strike three on the outside edge, 96 on the gun. Three pitches, all fastballs, all called for strikes, and Westberg is retired to start the day. Defensive alignment for Altoona from left to right in the outfield. You've got Lolo Sanchez, Connor Scott, then Mao at third, Andres Alvarez at short, Aaron Shackelford at second, and Brent Sitta at first. Blake Sable catches behind the plate for Luis Ortiz on the mound. First pitch to Cesar Prieto is a fastball at 96, called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Ortiz, not wasting any time in a good rhythm, fires the 0-1, and it's spoiled foul left side. Count already to nothing and two. Ortiz is over halfway through to an immaculate inning here to open us up. Of course, it might be premature to bring it up now, as he's only collected one of the necessary three strikeouts, but he has thrown five of the necessary nine strikes, and the 0-2 is ripped foul right side, and that spoils the opportunity. The Bay Sox did have an immaculate inning thrown for them earlier this year when Dean Kramer made his rehab start for the Bay Sox. Struck out three Hartford Yard Goats on nine pitches in the first inning. It was a great day. Here's the 0-2 to Prieto. Fouled off again left side, and the count stays. Cesar Prieto, a 314 average and a 722 OPS in eight games played for Bowie this season. Two doubles, no triples, no homers. He's driven in one run in his young AA career. Ortiz sends home the next, and it's popped up right side on the infield. Who sees it? The second baseman, Shackelford, backing up on the outfield grass, and he finally pulls it down. That's the second out of the inning. Your umpiring crew for today, it'll be Tom Chernisky over at third base,
Jae Young Kim is at first base, and Thomas Fornarola is the crew chief. He is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Here's Hudson Haskin. First pitch home to the right-hander. Misses down. And the count starts out at 1-0. Here's the 1-0. Haskin swings through it. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike now. Scoreless game here in the top of the first inning. Haskin called a strike on a breaking ball away. That one a bit of a generous offering. Haskin checked on it, but didn't matter as the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Ortiz steps back and fires the 1-2. Bouncing ball, third base side, but foul. As the count stays at a ball and two strikes. Haskin on the season, a .272 average with an .836 OPS. 8 doubles, no triples, 7 homers, 25 runs driven in. Next pitch, check swing, he went on a changeup low, and Haskin is down on strikes. 3 up, 3 down inning for Luis Ortiz to get us started this evening. As we go to the bottom of the first, it's Bowie nothing, Altoona coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Back to PNG Field in Altoona. It looks like we might be running into some audio difficulties right now. Try to bear with us if you can. As we move to the bottom of the first here at the ballpark in western Pennsylvania, Antonio Velez will try to hold the curve scoreless, just as Luis Ortiz held the Bay Sox scoreless at the top of the first. The starting lineup for the curve. Being off at shortstop, you've got Andres Alvarez, followed by Jared Turriello at third base, batting second. Blake Sable is the catcher, batting third. Matt Gorski in right field, fourth. Leover Peguero is the designated hitter. He bats fifth. Aaron Shackelford at second base bats sixth. Brent Sitta at first base bats seventh. Connor Scott in center field eighth. And Lolo Sanchez in left field ninth. Curve of the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Managed by Kyron Madison. Assisted by Drew Benes, Joe Nunnally, and Blake Butler. Victor Silva is the athletic trainer. Once more, that lineup for Altoona. You've got Alvarez, Triolo, Sable, Gorski, Peguero, Shackelford, Sitta, Scott, Sanchez, all to face off against left-hander Antonio Velez on the mound. First pitch home to Alvarez. Bouncing ball, left side, picked up on the chest by Joey Ortiz at short and sent to first base in time. A quick 6-3 to get us going. And that's how the day starts for Alvarez, or for Velez on the mound. Defensive alignment for Bowie from left to right in the outfield. You've got Christopher Cespedes, followed by Hudson Haskin and Davis Tavares. Jordan Westberg is at third base. Then Joey Ortiz at short, Cesar Prieto at second, and Andrew Dashbach at first. Maverick Hanley catches behind the plate for Antonio Velez on the mound. Here's the first pitch to Triolo. Called a strike on a generous changeup outside. Count opens up at nothing and one. Antonio Velez, a 6'1", 195-pound, 25-year-old left-hander from Miami, fires the next pitch in, and it misses low, a changeup as the count goes even at a ball and a strike. On the season for Bowie, Velez has gone 1-5 with a 6.69 ERA, 36 and a third innings, 40 strikeouts, 10 walks, 1-1. Fastball misses in, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Jared Triolo, .264 average this season with a .652 OPS in 45 games played. Velez delivers the 2-1 offering, and it misses away a change. Count goes to 3-1. Triolo went empty last night, 0-3, but did draw a walk and score a run in the eighth inning as Bowie picked up the 3-2 squeaker. Here's the 3-1. Just misses away a fastball, and it's a walk to Triolo. First base runner of the day for either side. First of the day for Antonio Velez, 11th walk overall this season. Now here's Blake Sable. Lefty on lefty as Sable digs in. First pitch fouled off left side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Sable a 314 average this season, a 906 OPS, 38 games played, 8 doubles, 2 triples, 5 homers, 25 runs driven in. Here's the next offering. Ripped up the first base line and down for a fair ball to the corner. This could score the run as it's a slow trot over to Tavares. The go sign brought around. Home is Triolo. He scores. And into third base with an RBI triple is Sable. Altoona jumps out to the early lead. It's 1-0. Well, Tavares ran into a similar issue with that corner earlier in this series, and I'm surprised he didn't hustle more for it. He gave up a triple, a part of that 13-12 loss in that disastrous ninth inning, or that second inning, rather, when Altoona scored 9 runs. They had 3 triples in that inning. So now here's Matt Gorski. Infield plays in, and the first pitch home misses down. Count starts out at 1-0. Runner at third. Still only one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Gorski bounces it up the middle and under the glove of Velez in the center, a base hit. RBI single, and it's 2-0 Altoona. So Sable scores. That was his 26th run driven in this season on the triple. For Gorski, that is his 7th run driven in. And we're already looking at a lot of that tough contact that's plagued Antonio Velez throughout his starts with Bowie this season. Opponents hitting .289 against Velez entering this game. But it's been the simple contact, the death by a thousand cuts. Pickoff throw back to first, not in time, as they try to start out with a pickoff before they offer to Leover Peguero. That's the first of two allotted for Antonio Velez. First pitch to Peguero, right-hander, hesitates and watches a curveball called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Leover Peguero, a 301 average with an 814 OPS, 44 games played for him, 14 doubles, 4 triples, 4 homers, 30 runs driven in. But his numbers have taken a nosedive since held off back to the screen. Count to nothing and two. At the start of this series, you go back to Tuesday, he was hitting 321 with an 878 OPS. So his average has dropped 20 points. His OPS has dropped about 60 points because he's only gone 2 for 18 with 2 singles, 6 strikeouts, no walks in this series. The 0-2 is lifted foul right side over to the kids' park and out of play. Count stays at nothing and two. And it really seemed like Peguero getting the day off was probably the most likely option coming into this game after putting up another goose egg yesterday. He reached on an error but was caught stealing second and overall went 0-for-4. Next pitch is a breaking ball, misses down and in. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes on Peguero. He's hit into 3 double plays in this series. I already said it, he struck out 6 times, hasn't drawn a walk, but instead they just shifted him down into the 5 slot. See if that gives him a bit of a jolt at all. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Inside, nearly clipped him. Slider runs the count even at 2. But remember, Jordan Westberg went through a very similar stretch in which he was down for about a week, 2 weeks. Numbers weren't looking too hot. Runner goes. The 2-2 was swung on and missed for strike 3. Throw to second is in time. Hanley gets another as Matt Gorski is caught on the strike him out, throw him out, double play, and the inning is over. Altoona does get a pair across, an RBI single by Matt Gorski and an RBI triple by Blake Sable. And as we move to the second here in Altoona, it's curve 2, Bay Sox nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, it's a busy day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 17th. Princesses and Pirates Day at the ballpark. Don your shiniest crown, wear your fanciest slippers or your peg leg and your eye patch as Prince George's Stadium transforms into a fun fairy tale castle and a swashbuckling ballpark. It's also Louie's birthday bash. Many of Louie's mascot friends will be on hand to celebrate what you're doing. That's July 17th.
Or at BaySox.com.
The Hawk for Bowie. The Hawk number 6, Bowie 15.
Second inning here in Altoona as Bowie trails 2-0. Joey Ortiz will lead things off for the Bay Sox, and the first pitch to him from Luis Ortiz is grounded to second. Picked on the run by Aaron Shackelford and rainbow tossed over to first in time. And that's how things get started here in the second inning with a simple 4-3 ground out. 4-on-4 down, driven by Ortiz, and now Adam Hall will step into the box. All on the season, a .280 average, 709 OPS in just 24 games played, 5 doubles, no homers or triples, 6 runs driven in. Here's the first, swing and a miss and a breaking ball low, and the count starts out at 0-1. Here's the next, checked on low, comes in a little too low and the count goes even. Maverick Antley on deck for Bowie. As the 1-1 comes in, and it's pieced foul, left side, count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Here's the 1-2 from Ortiz. Check swing, changeup misses away, all pulled back in time, and the count goes even at 2. Bases empty, 1 away here in the top of the second inning. Bay Sox have been scoring early in just about every single game in this series. If I'm not mistaken, it's the first game in the set that they haven't scored first. The 2-2 swung on and missed inside. No, got a piece, and it hits off the catcher. So Hall sticks around for another one. Ortiz is taking a little bit of time in the scheme of some of these plate appearances, but he's working with quick rhythm. The 2-2 waved at and missed. That time a curveball away, and Hall is down on strikes. It's the third strikeout already for Luis Ortiz.
Batting 6, catcher, number 13, Maverick Hindley.
Here's Maverick Hanley, first pitch. Lifted out towards center, but on the nose to Connor Scott. He shifts to his right just a little bit, and the inning is over. Another 3-up, 3-down frame. Ortiz has retired the first 6. As we move on to the bottom of the second here in Altoona, it's Bowie nothing, Altoona 2. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. What is happening?
His Martin's food stores in the outfielder team up in every home game.
Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Zinc can effectively control the insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On3 Incorporated.
TheGreenInc.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1360 61 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year, Al Bumbrey, along with former Bay Sox outfielder, Stephen Bumbrey. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
For the curve. Antonio Velez ready to get back to work. They put the shift on for the left-hander, and the first pitch is ripped over to first and picked on a bounce by Andrew Dashbach. He stands up, underhands to Velez covering, and it's there. That's how things get started now here in the bottom of the second inning. A quick 3-1 putout. Looks like we're still running into some audio issues right now, so thank you for sticking with us. Honestly, not sure what the issue is, and it can always be frustrating when having to deal with some of those little problems here and there. Not too sure what's leading to some of these technical issues, if we can get them figured out, hopefully soon enough. Here's Brent Sitta, though. First pitch, Sitta watches changeup miss down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. 47 average this season, 764 OPS. He watches next pitch miss wide, and the count goes to 2-0. Bowie trails 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning, an RBI triple in the first by Blake Sable, and then an RBI single immediately after by Matt Gorski. Here's the next. Swing and a miss, change up down, and the count goes to 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a flare out towards center. Running in Haskin. He makes the catch. Little hop, almost overran it. But there's two away. Now here's Connor Scott. Lefty on lefty, they put the shift on for Scott. Just his second game this series, and the first pitch is a called strike on a changeup inside. Count starts out at 0-1. Here's the next. Misses low. And the count evens. Here's the 1-1. This one flared foul left side. Gets out of play and runs it to 1-2. Velez trying to work a perfect inning after giving up the walk, triple, and single back in the first. Here's the next offering. Half swing, a bit of a piece on the lower outside corner. Missed the bat a little, but it goes for ball two. Evens the count up now. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a line drive shot right field, base hit. This one going to the corner again. Let's see if Tavares can get to it before Scott tries for three. Dug out in the corner, and there he goes, turning the corner at second. Throw gets in. It's too late. Second triple of the game for Altoona. Third of the season for Scott. Comes with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. And now here's Lolo Sanchez. Velez was getting ready to toss, but the home plate umpire called for time himself, stepped out from behind the plate, and brushed it off.
We'll wait on the first offering to Sanchez here, who's batting 250 this season. First pitch. First pitch is waved on, so the count starts out at nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses away. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Runner at third, two away. Next pitch to Sanchez is waved on low. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. One, two. Swing and a miss. He got him. Curveball down, and Velez strands the two-out triple at third with his second strikeout. On to the third here at PNG Field as Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Third inning here in Altoona as Bowie trails 2-0. Matt Sabatis with you. As 7, 8, and 9 are due up in the Bay Sox lineup here, starting with Andrew Dashbach. Luis Ortiz has retired the first six batters faced. Pop-out, fly-out, ground-out, three strikeouts, and the first pitch to Dashbach is swung on and missed low. Count opens up at nothing and one. It'll be Dashbach, then Davis Tavares, and Christopher Cespedes due up in this half inning for Bowie. Dashbach only a 179 average this season, but a 719 OPS in 38 games played. Next pitch bounces in. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup misses away. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Outfield a step the other way for the right-hander. As the 1-2 comes in, Dashbach pops it up in front of home plate. Now drifting behind home plate, Sable sheds the mask to the warning track, makes the catch. And that's how the inning starts. Seven in a row retired by Ortiz to start the day. And now here's Davis Tavares. Here's the first pitch home to Tavares. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball low and the count nothing and one. So far for Luis Ortiz, 25 pitches. 21 of them have gone for strikes. 0-1 pitch. That one misses just wide and the count goes even. Tavares, 2 for 13 in his brief Double-A career. Double a homer, two runs driven in. Just his fourth game, the 1-1. Swing and a miss again. Change up down, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes now.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Change up out, and that's the fourth strikeout for Ortiz. He's 8 up, 8 down to start. Here's Christopher Cespedes. First pitch swung on and missed, down and in. Count opens at nothing and one. Cespedes a 125 average this season with a 389 OPS. Next offering, changeup, swung on and missed again, low and away. Not sure if the Bay Sox are working anxious or if it's just a lot of good deception from Luis Ortiz, but he's got them backed into a corner already as the 0-2 misses wide a fastball. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. As the 1-2 comes in, swinging a piece back to the screen, and the count stays. Another 1-2 to Cespedes. Bouncing ball left side, gloved by the shortstop. Alvarez picks it chest high, charges, and rips it to first easily. A 6-3 putout ends the inning. 9 up, 9 down for Luis Ortiz as we move to the bottom of the third here in Altoona. It's curve 2, Bowie nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed night of promotions and fun at Prince George's Stadium. It all starts with fireworks presented by DCA Imaging Systems. It's our mother and son night out with special ticket packages available at BaySoxShop.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts BSA Campout. When you purchase a special ticket, you and your scout can camp out in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday, June 17th, so find out more and get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Bottom of the third inning here in Altoona as Bowie still trails 2-0. It'll be the top of the Altoona lineup set to bat against Antonio Velez. Velez worked around a two-out triple in the last inning and left the runner stranded at third thanks to a strikeout. But now he dances with Andres Alvarez to open this frame. Alvarez grounded out to short in the first pitch he saw in the first. First pitch here is a changeup down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball out toward right, toward the corner now. Alvarez chasing on it, or Tavares rather, and he makes the catch over the shoulder, crossing into the shadows on the warning track. Alvarez to Tavares on that fly out. And it's one out to start the third inning. There is Jared Triolo. First pitch, fouls it off back to the screen, and the count opens up at nothing and one. Triolo walked back in the first inning, scored on the Blake Sable RBI triple. As Velez sends home the next, misses away, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a high drive out toward shallow left center. This one toward no man's land. Ortiz, the shortstop, running out, but it falls in. That's in that triangle where left fielder, center fielder, and shortstop all had to go as far as they possibly could. And Triolo logs the single out of it. He's got hits in four of his last five games now for the curve as Blake Sable steps in. Lefty on lefty as the first pitch into Sable is fouled off left side and out of play. Next pitch. Called strike outside edge. It's nothing and two. Here's the next offering. Lofted into center. Haskin camps under it and gloves it. And there's two away. Now on to Matt Gorski. Gorski singled between Velez's legs in the first inning. That drove in a run as the first pitch home to him. Misses down for a ball. It's 1-0. Runner at first, two away here in the bottom of the third as Bowie trails 2-0, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Waved at a changeup away, and the count evens. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a piece, rolled over to the left side. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Velez looks for his third strikeout as the 1-2 comes in just low. Change up away. Count evens at two. The runner goes as the 2-2 is just pieced foul. Hanley can't hold on. It got back to the mid of the catcher but couldn't get into the back of the mid. Count stays even at two on Gorski now that Triolo has showed his hand. See if they try for the hit and run again. Pickoff throw back to first. That one more just to show the runner that Velez is still paying attention to him. Not even a tag apply, and it was just more of a toss. As another 2-2 comes in, and it's roped foul, third base side. It's off at the top of one of the tents over there by the Bay Sox bullpen. Count stays at 2-2. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Runner goes. Gorski swings and just nicks it foul again. Redirected it a little bit off of the chest plate, it looked, of Maverick Handley. Count holds even at two. Here's another. Breaking ball misses down and in, and it bounces off of Handley. Runner takes off and advances to second. Handley ripped it there, but he hesitated to make sure he didn't accidentally throw it away. That extra little hesitation made it possible for Triolo to get to second base on the wild pitch. It runs the count full on Gorski. His next pitch will be number 8 of the PA. Now with runner in scoring position as Bowie already trails 2-0. And time called. And Velez ball for ball 4. That is the second walk that Velez has allowed. Second time that Gorski has reached base today, and the inning continues now to Leover Peguero. So lefty on righty as Peguero digs in. He struck out swinging back in the first inning that ended the frame. Runner at first feigns a takeoff, and the first pitch home is a called strike on a wide changeup that Peguero does not like. Doesn't vent any frustration at the umpire, just hops around a little bit in the box while seeing that one go. But it starts us out at nothing and one. Here's the next. Misses high, a fastball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. One pitch, and it's lifted out toward right. Tavares had a bad read on it at first. He runs and just barely makes the catch over the shoulder back to the infield. He hovered for a good second before finally spotting it and running it down. The inning is over with a little bit of danger. Two runners aboard, including an auto ball for a walk, but none come across. We're on to the fourth here in Altoona. Bowie still trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work. Count down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
We're on to the fourth inning here in Altoona as the Bay Sox trail 2-0. Luis Ortiz gets back to work for the curve and fires the first pitch home to Jordan Westberg. It misses, no, call it a strike on the outside edge. There's that zippiness we were expecting from Luis Ortiz. 98 miles an hour on the outside black. Here's the 0-1. That changeup misses away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike on Westberg. Ortiz has started 9 up, 9 down today. 4 strikeouts. 2 pop-outs, including one in foul territory. 2 ground-outs and a fly-out. The 1-1, Westberg fouls it off left side. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes here. Ortiz holds at the chin. Steps back, kicks high, and fires the 1-2. Sends him down to a knee and loses the helmet. And gets back up and just slowly shuffles around outside of the batting box before getting back in. Well, it's been a beautiful day, just an outright gorgeous early evening, late afternoon here in Altoona. Haven't seen really a cloud all day. The 1-2 pitch, Westberg fouls it off again.
That breaking offering hit back to the screen. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes as Westberg continues to battle in this plate appearance. It's been the longest one so far already for Luis Ortiz. Sixth pitch of the PA is called strike three on a changeup upper outside corner. Westberg is voicing some concern about that one, but I think that was a clean call. It's the fifth strikeout for Luis Ortiz today. Two of them have been against Westberg, and they've been the only two strikeouts looking. Here's Cesar Prieto, first pitch. Called a strike on the top half, a fastball, starts it out at nothing and one. 10 up, 10 down to start the day for Luis Ortiz. Here's the 0-1. Prieto watches pitch low, 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. This is the best opening that Bowie has seen from any starting pitcher, for or against, as the 1-1 misses away. Count goes to two balls and a strike on Prieto. Since Daniel Espino had that really just unfathomable start against the Bay Sox when Akron was in town, second homestand of the season. Next pitch to Prieto misses high, so it's a hitter's count 3-1. It was back on April 23rd. I'll walk you through it in a second. As the 3-1 to Prieto comes in, and it's bounced over the mound to the right side. Slow roller picked up. Second baseman gets it over to first just in time. 4-3 put out, and there's two gone. So go back just a little bit over a month and a half ago now at this point, when Espino was getting the start for Akron. Flame-throwing prospect in the Guardians organization. Struck out the first 11 batters of the game. Hudson Askin digs in. First pitch is a swinging strike. Count starts out at nothing and one. Of those 11, 10 of them were swinging. Only one of them was looking. Check that, two of them. But still, 11-01. Called a strike, outer half, and the count nothing and two on Haskin. The Bay Sox broke up that string on the 12th batter when Gunnar Henderson hit a solo home run. It's 11 in a row to start for Luis Ortiz now as the Bay Sox trail 2-0. A time called by Haskin after already quickly falling behind nothing and two wants to get back into his rhythm. Here's the 0-2. That's inside, nearly clipped him. Haskin, of course, one of the biggest magnets on the team. Has 9 hit by pitches after over 20 last season. Now the 1-2 on its way. Oh, that one just missed high at 99 miles an hour. And it really didn't look like it missed by much, if at all. Haskin lucked out there as the count evens. Ortiz thought he had a good put-down pitch. He'll try again on a 2-2, and it's grounded slowly over to short. Double clutch on the changeup by Andres Alvarez, but he gets it to first in time to end the inning. Bay Sox have gone 12 up, 12 down, and as we move to the bottom of the fourth here in Altoona, it's Curve 2, Bay Sox nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or view dcaimaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's a very special day at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, June 18th that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Fans that get to the game will have a chance to bid on game-worn Bay Sox jerseys with all proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance to own a piece of Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 18th with the Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration. And you can get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Advanced Care is around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. Bottom of the fourth inning here in Altoona, and the first pitch to Aaron Shackelford is popped foul behind home plate out of play. Count opens up at nothing and one. Shackelford, Brent Sitta, then Connor Scott, two up in this half inning. That's 6-7-8 in the curve lineup as the Bay Sox trail 2-0. Antonio Velez deals the next, and it's an 0-1 pitch lined out to right. Backing up a couple of half steps is Davis Tavares, and he pulls it in high. Line out to right gets us started here in the bottom of the fourth, and now Brent Sitta. First pitch home from Velez. Breaking ball called strike on the bottom edge. Count opens up and going up against these flame-throwing pitchers just by pure circumstance. It's obviously not something that anyone plans to happen as the 0-1 is fouled off right side. Count goes to nothing and two. So while we were seeing a couple of 98s and a 99 mixed in on the TrackMan readout for Luis Ortiz on Altoona's side, the stadium scoreboard flashed 100 for one of his pitches as the 0-2 is grounded over to third, picked at the chest by Westberg. He charges and fires across the diamond, a tad high, but picked by Andrew Dashbach for the out, 5-3. And we were just talking about it, that April 23rd match against Akron when top Guardians pitching prospect Daniel Espino struck out the first 11 batters of the day. He was routinely getting up to 100 miles an hour, and Velez was the starting pitcher in that one, and Velez put together an outstanding day in that game as well. First pitch to Connor Scott misses inside, makes him flinch a little. Count starts out at 1-0 on the fastball inside. Here's the 1-0. Lifted on the infield, straight up shot. It's Dashbach running down from first. And he makes the catch to end the inning. A very quick frame for Antonio Velez. On to the fifth here in Altoona as Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Joey Ortiz will open it up for Bowie here as we move into the fifth inning in Altoona. Bay Sox trailing 2-0 as Luis Ortiz is dialed in for the curve. First pitch home to Ortiz is a 97-mile-an-hour fastball on the upper outside black for a called strike. Nothing and one. Ortiz, Hall, Handley do up as the next pitch is grounded foul off of home plate on a breaking ball low. Count to nothing and two. 12 up, 12 down for Luis Ortiz. So far, he's getting up toward 50 pitches. Check that. He is just a little bit past 50 pitches. As the 0-2 comes in, and Ortiz fouls it off behind the screen. We'll stick around for another. Ortiz grounded out to second base, back in the second. It's been a good mix of groundouts mostly. There's been one flyout and two popouts, along with five strikeouts for Ortiz. The 0-2 bounces in. Count goes to a ball and two strikes now. One, two to Ortiz. Misses away. Now two and two. Shadows have started to push across the playing surface here at PNG Field. Got that video board out in the right field corner that does stretch a little bit onto the right fielder now. A little gap between the mound and home plate in some shade. The 2-2. Ortiz watches curveball miss inside. And it's the first full count of the day for Luis Ortiz. Just the second three-ball count. Cesar Prieto had a 3-1 in the fourth, and he grounded out to second. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Change up down and away. Ortiz is down on strikes. That's the sixth strikeout of the day for the other Ortiz, Luis Ortiz, on the mound. He started 13 up, 13 down. But he is getting up there in pitch count, even though Bowie is coming up empty in the worst way possible. They're still doing what they do best in running up plate appearances as the first pitch to Adam Hall is fouled off left side. Count starts out at nothing and one. Quickly brushing on it, there's only two plate appearances all day that the Bay Sox have gone down on the first or second pitch. Here's the 0-1. Misses high, fastball at 98, and the count evens at Hall. And both of those plate appearances came in the same inning, when Joey Ortiz grounded out on the first pitch of the second, and Maverick Handley flew out to center field to end the second, both on the first pitch. Next pitch to Hall misses low, just a bit, and the count goes to 2-1. Hall struck out swinging in the second inning. Luis Ortiz steps back, kicks high, and fires the 2-1 now, and Adam Hall bounces it off the bare hand of Ortiz, and it's picked at the forehead by Shackelford, sent to first, and it's not in time. So the perfect game bit is over. I imagine the no-hit bit is over as well, as that one wasn't a hard-hit ball, but a funky play that went off of the bare hand of Ortiz. In all honesty, I'm surprised the pitcher would even try for a bare hand play on a ball hit like that, but it leads to Hall reaching the first base hit of the day for Bowie. So Hall has hits in back-to-back games now, and four of his last five. And while you were making a bit of an early bid, to give it up like that, that can sting a little bit. So now it goes to Maverick Handley, who flew out to center field in the first pitch he saw in the second inning. As the Bay Sox finally have runner on base. Now with one out here in the top of the fifth, first pitch. Handley watches curveball inside, and the count starts out at 1-0. Honestly, a little surprised. Hall didn't take off on that one. He's usually such a quick customer when it comes to getting on base and then immediately attempting a steal on the very next pitch. He did it yesterday and was successful. He's not been caught this season. 10 for 10. 1-0. Handley grounds it to third. This could be two. Triolo goes to second. Shackelford back to first. It's low, but there. Sitta scoops it, and the inning is over. 5-4-3 twin killing. So Ortiz continues to face the minimum, but his bid with perfection and a no-hitter are both over as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Already halfway home in Altoona as the Bay Sox trail 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 3rd. It's two of the largest fireworks shows of the season, all a part of the Bay Sox Independence Day weekend celebration. On Saturday, it's the post-game spectacular, sponsored by Royal Farms. And on Sunday, it's the Bay Sox Independence Day celebration with the biggest fireworks show of the season, sponsored by Johns Hopkins Community Physicians. Two straight days of post-game fireworks at Prince George's Stadium, and you don't want to miss it. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RadSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Nice flex packs with the Bowie
Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
Fans, Pest Now is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox, and they provide pest control services for Prince George's Stadium, so you know they're reliable. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, give them a call, 301-231-8300, or visit them online at pestnow.com. Matt Sabata is with you as the Bay Sox trail 2-0 here at PNG Field. Bottom of the fifth inning with Antonio Velez getting back to work. First pitch home to the number 9 batter, Lolo Sanchez, is a changeup down. Sanchez had squared to bunt but pulled back. Count starts out at 1-0. It's Sanchez, then the top of the lineup with Andres Alvarez and Jared Triolo. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Lined over to short and right at Joey Ortiz. Shuffles to his right just a bit and picks it on the soft line drive. One out to start the inning. Five in a row retired by Velez. As Andres Alvarez steps in on an 0-for-2 day. Lefty on righty. As the first pitch comes in and Alvarez watches it, a curveball called for strike on the outer edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. Very good crowd here at PNG Field. As the 0-1 comes in, fastball high, count evens. Star Wars night at this ballpark, as well as a fireworks show. I think they might have fireworks tomorrow as well. Pushed the game back. It was originally scheduled to start earlier, like most Sunday games, but they have it scheduled at 6 o'clock now. As the next pitch from Velez misses down and inside to Alvarez. 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Only one hit for the Bay Sox. They've only sent the minimum to the plate. As the 2-1 comes in, and it's fouled off back behind the screen, count evens. But if there was going to be a Sunday game that started late, this Sunday's game is an okay culprit for it, as time is called by Alvarez just as Velez had come set. That Sunday game in Reading, where it was already scheduled at 5:15 and then got turned into a doubleheader that still started at 5:15, that wasn't it. 2-2 lofted out to left field and down for a base hit. Christopher Cespedes charges in to pick it, and it was so shallowly hit, the runner tries for two, and the throw goes overhead of Cesar Prieto at second. So it's a double for Andres Alvarez. That's his sixth hit of this series. Four of them have gone for extra base hits. That's his seventh double overall this year, and a runner in scoring position with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Jared Triolo. Yeah, so why it's all right for tomorrow to be a 6 o'clock game is because Bowie actually makes about as short of a trip as possible to really any other team in the league once this series is over. They go to Harrisburg. First pitch to Jared Triolo is fouled off third base side, and the count starts out at nothing and one. It's only going to be about a 90-minute hop over a little bit further east to the Pennsylvania Capital, where the Bay Sox will begin a 7-game, 6-day series with the Senators, AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Starts on Tuesday at 6:30. Here's the 0-1. Knuckled foul, right side. That one gets out. And the count goes to nothing and two. You know, the two sides will play the first game of the series at 6:30, and then they've got a doubleheader scheduled because of a postponement back when Harrisburg was visiting Bowie in early May. They'll play that starting at 5:30. And then play the remainder of the series as originally scheduled. Runner at second, one away here in the bottom of the fifth. The 0-2 pitch to Triolo is just pieced off of home plate and foul. Trickles in front of home, and Velez will go out to pick it up in front of the mound. So the count stays at nothing and two on Triolo, who walked and scored in the first inning, singled in the third, and got to second base on a wild pitch, but was left stranding. Bowie trails 2-0. Velez trying to make sure that they don't increase with a runner in scoring position. The 0-2 pitch to Triolo is in there for strike three. Got him with a fancy little slider on the lower outside edge. Triolo thought about it and just watched it sail on by instead. Third strikeout for Antonio Velez. First one looking, and a key out here for the second in the fifth inning. Now here's Blake Sable. They put the shift on for the left-hander. He does that actually not too often. First pitch home. Sable watches fastball. Called for strike. Bottom edge. It's nothing and one. Well, the numbers on Sable are interesting because he only pulls it about 31% of the time. Actually hits it up the middle most often, 36% of the time. So that is helping as the 0-1 pitch misses high. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. But it always reminds me of when Bowie was playing in Reading, the only time that they faced the Fightins this whole season. Heavy left-handed hitter Aldrum Corridor did not pull the ball much at all this season. The 1-1. That one sent the other way. Up the third baseline, but foul. It'll touch down. Just past the Bay Sox bullpen, and the count goes to 1-2. But Corridor actually had key numbers deep into the start of the season, suggesting to shift him the other way. He was hitting it the opposite way over 40% of the time, but the Bay Sox were still shifting him, and he burned them on it multiple times. And here's the 1-2 to Sable, lined out toward deep center, fairly deep. Haskin running back a long way. He looks up, and it exits. That one hung up quite a while. 101 miles an hour off the bat and 424 feet away from home plate for Blake Sable's sixth home run of the season. Two-run blast makes it 4-0 curve. Twelfth home run given up by Antonio Velez this season. And it empties the bases now for Matt Gorski. First pitch home to the right-hander is swung on and missed. Count opens up at nothing and one. Four of the 12 home runs Velez has given up have been to left-handers now. As the 0-1 comes in, and Gorski watches changeup miss up and away. Count evens. Velez at 73 pitches so far. No action in the Bowie bullpen. Maybe soon, but I think they want Velez to finish out this fifth inning at this point as he fires a changeup called for strike in the lower outside corner. Count to 1-2. Most Velez has thrown in a game this season is 80. That was in his first dance with the Erie Seawolves. Next offering swung on and missed for strike three. Velez picks up his fourth strikeout with a low fastball to end the inning, but not before Altoona doubles up their lead. Two out, two-run home run by Blake Sable, and as we move to the sixth here in Curve PA, it's Curve 4, Bay Sox nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Only two chances to catch fireworks in June on the 17th and 18th against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Sixth inning already here in Altoona as the Bay Sox now trail 4-0. Andrew Dashbach will lead things off for Bowie, and the first pitch home to him is a fastball called for strike on the outer edge. It's 0-1. 7, 8, and 9 in the Bay Sox order, with Dashbach, then Tavares and Cespedes set to go against Luis Ortiz, who's dealing. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, fastball low, and the count to 0-2. Ortiz has faced the minimum through 5, has allowed 1 base hit. It was a 1-out single in the 5th to Adam Hall, and he turned to double play right after. Dashbach 0-1 with a pop out to the catcher as the 0-2 is lifted foul right side, running Sitta, but he stops after just getting onto the warning track as he watches it float out of play. Oh, and 2 the count on deck. Here's the next from Ortiz. It bounces in. Count to a ball and 2 strikes. It really seems like he was putting in max effort when he was rolling through that early little flirt with perfection as the 1-2 comes in, and it swung on and missed for strike 3. I'm going to eat crow on that one because that was a 98-mile-an-hour fastball away to send Dashbach down on the 7th strikeout for Ortiz today. My goodness. Now here's Davis Tavares. First pitch home. Breaking ball just misses high. And the count starts out at 1-0. Here's the next. Tavares fouls it off left side. Count 1-1. Tavares struck out swinging in the 3rd inning. That was the 4th of what's now 7. Season high is 8 this year for Luis Ortiz. The 1-1 is a swinging strike on a fastball high at 98. Count to 1-2. He is at 70 pitches, though, so if this isn't his last inning, the next one definitely will be. The 1-2 pitch, Tavares pokes it back to the mound, and Ortiz gloves it on one hop. He trots over toward first, waits until he's on the infield dirt before finally underhanding to the first baseman. 1-3 put out, and there's 2 away here in the top of the 6th. Well, even when you bring in Daniel Espino to the equation and that astounding 11 consecutive strikeouts, you could say this is the best pitching performance that the Bay Sox have had thrown against them this season. Here's Christopher Cespedes, and the first pitch is a tick foul into the mitt of the catcher. Count opens up at 0-1 because Ortiz has given up just 1 base runner and faced the minimum still through 5 2/3. Next pitch misses wide, and the count evens at a ball and a strike on Cespedes. Cespedes hit it to short his last time up. Wind favors him here as it pushes a bit out to left field. Still doesn't have a check swing on a breaking ball, the slider outside, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike on Cespedes. So far, only 2 3-ball counts for Ortiz as well, as the 2-1 misses away, and there's the 3rd. Previous 2, Cesar Prieto grounded out to 2nd base in the 4th, and Adam Hall, or rather Joey Ortiz before Hall, struck out swinging in the 5th. Here's the 3-1. Cespedes watches away for ball 4 on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. So the first walk given up by Ortiz today. It's the 17th overall for him this season. And it will ruin his chance to face the minimum for the rest of the way unless Cespedes is thrown out on the base paths somewhere along the way here. As it goes back to the top of the lineup now with Jordan Westberg, runner at first, 2 away. First pitch, Westberg swings through a breaking ball. A little bit inside, and the count opens up at 0-1. Westberg has struck out looking in both plate appearances today. In the first inning, he went down on 3 fastballs. As the 0-1 is on its way. That one eats up a little bit of dirt as it comes in, a sinker, and the count evens. Ortiz sets and fires the 1-1. Westberg watches changeup miss just inside, and the count to 2 balls and a strike. Back-to-back batters Ortiz has actually fallen behind on, a rarity for him throughout this dominant performance. Bay Sox have a right-hander up and moving in their bullpen as the 2-1 comes in, and it's fouled off of Westberg's ankle, and it sends him down onto his back on top of home plate. Athletic trainer Lindsey Birchfield is out of the dugout, grabs a towel, and heads over to meet Westberg, but Westberg is still sat on his rump on home. Ankle, I believe. I don't know, looks more like the left as he's up to a knee now, on his left knee, but still hunched over himself. As Cesar Prieto, who's in the on-deck circle, comes over, as does manager Kyle Moore. And Westberg is still just down to the one knee in the batting box. But he uprights, and now he'll walk a little bit up the third base line to test out his strength. Looks like it might have been just more of a stinging sensation than anything. At least that's my hope. And Westberg will try to put a little extra weight on and isolate it specifically. It's the left ankle. Mistakenly said it was the right ankle at first. So Westberg puts that little weight on it, grabs the bat, and now he'll take a couple of swings outside of the batting circle. It looks like he's fine to get back into the box. Count stays at 2. As the right-hander steps back in. Runner at first, 2 away as Bowie trails 4-0. Another 2-2 from Ortiz. Misses just away on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Infield was starting to sprint back to the dugout. They were expecting the put-down, especially since Westberg had struck out looking now twice today, but he saw that one cleanly. It runs the count full, and Cespedes at first base will get a head start. There he goes. The payoff is outside ball 4. Back-to-back two-out walks for Luis Ortiz, and I'd have to imagine this is where the bullpen will get mobile for Altoona, because it is 83 pitches for Ortiz, a new season's high for him. And finally, the precision is starting to deviate just a little bit, just a little bit. And it's going to lead to a mound visit from pitching coach Drew Bennis. That'll probably give a little bit of time for some. Is the one out of the pen, but he doesn't even have a glove yet. He's just stretching the right-hander, hasn't even started tossing yet. And it was a very, very slow walk for the pitching coach, Bennis, to get there. Give us a chance, though, to tell you about proud partner of the Bay Sox, On the Green Incorporated. They're celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs. They provide guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns, and they can turn your sandlot into lush greens, that resembling of Prince George's Stadium. Mention this ad that you heard it on the Bay Sox broadcast, and you'll receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control services. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Head to onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Cesar Prieto in the box as the meeting ends. Ortiz comes set and fires the first pitch to the left-hander. It's a fastball that just misses low at 97, and the count begins at 1-0. Still not talking about tying run just yet. Prieto still does not have a double-A home run, but some contact here to break the shutout could be a big tide turner for Bowie. As the 1-0 comes in, and Prieto watches changeup miss low, count to 2-0. It was 13 up, 13 down for Luis Ortiz before giving up a single to Adam Hall in the fifth, working a double play. As the 2-0 here to Prieto is fouled off left side, and the count goes to 2-1. And then here in the sixth inning, strikeout and ground out before back-to-back two-out walks, as Cesar Prieto now has an opportunity for Bowie. Bay Sox still trail, however, 4-0, as Ortiz sets and fires the 2-1. Prieto spoils it foul again left side. Count evens at 2. This could be a good thing for Prieto as they put the shift on for him. His timing on the fastball may be a little bit off, but Prieto has really had a tough time going the other way with his balls put in. Pulls it nearly 60% of the time. The 2-2. Prieto watches changeup just miss away. Count runs full for the second consecutive batter. So now first and second will get a head start here with two outs. There they go. The pitch home is roped to the right side and through the gap for a base hit to the corner. Gorski will have to pick it out, but this will score one run at least. Westberg rounds third. He's waved around. The throw is cut off, and Westy scores. A two RBI double for Cesar Prieto, and the Bay Sox are on the board. It's 4-2 with the tying run coming to the plate in Hudson Haskin. Well, even with that penchant to pull for Cesar Prieto, he still gets the job done with his third double of the season for Bowie. RBIs number two and three for the young left-hander, and that's going to knock Luis Ortiz out of the game. As stellar of a start as it was, Ortiz will be in line for a win, but he's robbed of a quality start. Could not pick up that final out in the sixth inning. Madison is out of the dugout, and he pulls the pitcher, points to the dugout, and pulls out Noe Toribio. Good round of applause for an excellent performance, though, from the right-hander. We'll step aside, be back in just a little bit to tell you about the new hurler on the mound as the Bay Sox have runner at second with two away here in the top of the sixth, trailing 4-2. Back after this, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Bay Sox and On the Green, Inc., your lawn care team.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's State. Birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Well, all of a sudden, the Bay Sox are back in this ballgame after going down in order through the first five innings. They did get a single, but they only sent the minimum to the plate thanks to a double play. They've finally broken through here in the sixth, then have runner at second, tying run coming to the plate in what's now a 4-2 game. Luis Ortiz's day is not yet done. A runner at second belongs to him, but no matter what happens with that runner, he will be in line to win because Ortiz finishes with 5 2/3 innings, two hits and two runs both earned. Struck out seven, walked two, and leaves with just one runner on in a 4-2 game. First pitch to Hudson Haskin is called a strike on a changeup outside from Noe Toribio. Right-hander Toribio takes over, a 6'2", 194-pound, 22-year-old right-hander from Santiago in the Dominican, 2016 international free agent signing. He sends home the next to Haskin, and it misses away a breaking ball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Toribio on the season for Altoona, 11 appearances, a 3-1 record, and an excellent 1.80 ERA in 30 innings of work. 39 strikeouts to 8 walks, 1-1. This one roped up the line at third and just pulled foul. Touches down only about 2 to 5 feet to the left of the line and comes to a stop in the corner in fair territory after ricocheting around in the Bay Sox bullpen, but it runs the count to a ball and two strikes on that well-struck ball by Hudson Haskin. Haskin has RBI in back-to-back games now, day before. But he's 0-2 today, a strikeout swinging in the first and a ground out to short in the fourth. Both of those ended their respective innings. Doesn't want to do that here with runner at second. The 1-2 pitch. Haskin watches called strike three on a changeup upper outside corner. Bay Sox have been having trouble picking those out today. That's the third time that they've struck out on a pitch located there. So Toribio comes in and strands the inherited runner. The Bay Sox are on the board, but as we go to the bottom of the sixth, they still trail. It's 4-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms.
but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Altoona as Bowie still trails by two. They trailed by two early on, then eventually by four, but now it's back to just a two-run deficit, so things, you could say, trending back in their direction. But the Bay Sox will make a pitching change here as Adam Stauffer takes over on the mound for Bowie, replacing Antonio Velez, who is in line for a loss unless things turn around. Stauffer faces off against Leover Peguero to start, the number five batter, and the first pitch home misses down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. The line on Velez is final. He tossed five innings, gave up six hits, and four runs all were earned. He struck out four, walked two, and gave up one home run. Here's the 1-0 to Peguero, who's 0-for-2 on the day. It misses away, and the count goes to 2-0 on that slider down. Adam Stauffer. A little bit of info on the right-hander. Is a 6'7", 240-pound righty. 19th-round draft selection in 2017 from Coatesville High School, not too far away from Reading. Next pitch is fouled off back to the screen. Count goes to 2-1. So in that last commercial break, radio broadcaster for Altoona, John Moses, came charging into the booth here as the 2-1 pitch misses low, a fastball, 3-1. And he had an armful of just packaged treats. I couldn't tell what they were at first. Apparently, in the next half inning, the press box throws out Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen as the next pitch to Peguero is fouled off right side on a good liner. But the count runs full here on the first batter of the sixth inning. So yeah, cherry Dilly Bars, which honestly I didn't even know were a thing. I thought the Dilly Bar was the only one. But I guess I'm just going to throw them out. Here's the 3-2. This one popped up behind home plate and getting out of play. Touches down off of a railing and the count stays full. So an early battle here for Stauffer as he tries to get going out of the pen on a good note. Seven appearances for Stauffer, a 3.06 ERA in 17 and 2 pounded into the dirt right side, picked by Cesar Prieto on a calm upright grab at the shoulder and sent over to first for 3. It was a seven-pitch battle that eventually Stauffer came away on top of. And now it goes to Aaron Shackelford. Stauffer is coming off of a tough outing against the Erie Seawolves. He's usually one of the main guys to follow Antonio Velez in relief. But fortunately for Stauffer, the Bay Sox had piled on 13 runs by the time that his day was done. First pitch home to Shackelford is a curveball called for strike inside edge. It's nothing and one. So Stauffer was the only one who gave up any runs in Bowie's 13-2 win. He tossed two innings and gave up two runs, both earned, on three hits and three strikeouts. Next pitch, Shackelford waves through a high fastball, and the count to nothing and two. He also gave up a solo home run to Kerry Carpenter, which no one can blame you for anymore. Carpenter finished the month of May with 13 home runs. He had five in that series alone. There was just something about Bowie pitching he liked to feast on. The 0-2 popped up, left side, foul ground, out of play. And we'll do it again to Shackelford, who's also 0-for-2 on the day. He lined out to right field his last time up. 0-2 from Stauffer. Swing and a miss. He got him. Spun a changeup low, and Shackelford is down on strikes. First strikeout for Adam Stauffer, fifth overall for Bowie pitching, and now on to Brent Sitta. And just as I was speaking it, Kerry Carpenter hits his 19th home run of the season for the Erie Seawolves as they battle with Harrisburg right now up at UPMC Park. Erie leads 4-1. Here's the first pitch to Sitta. Curveball called a strike. Well, that early off-speed stuff clearly working for Adam Stauffer. Back-to-back first pitch strikes on breaking balls. The 0-1. Same breaking ball, but it's poked foul this time to the third base side. The count to nothing and two. I tell you, I'm telling you about a couple of minutes ago. These things are ice cold, man. I did ask for one to be set aside for me so I can munch on it later once this game wraps up. Here's the 0-2. Fouled off right side on a line and hits off of the second deck and back down to the first. Count stays at nothing and two. If you've followed along with broadcasts or just maybe my personal Twitter feeds at any point, you realize I have a poor relationship and poor control when it comes to food. Here's the 0-2 to Sitta. Swing and just a piece. Hits off of the mask of the catcher. Home plate umpire initially making sure that Maverick Handley was okay, and that's such a good thing to do. What was it the other day? Kurt Suzuki. Who's he with now? The Padres? No, I think it was the Angels. Yeah, Kurt Suzuki with the Angels. Passed out because a ball hit his mask during warm-up, something along those lines, or at his neck. It was a very scary scene. The 0-2 lofted out towards shallow right, but Tavares closes the gap and makes the catch to end the inning. Three up, three down out of the bullpen for Adam Stauffer, and as we go to the seventh here at PNG Field in Altoona, it's Altoona 4, Bowie 2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Make sure you've got your Jedi cloaks ready on Saturday, July 16th for Star Wars Saturday at Prince George's Stadium. Meet dozens of Star Wars characters out at the ballpark, take part in interactive exhibits and lightsaber battles, and you can bid on specialty game-worn jerseys by the Bay Sox players at the game. It's all sponsored by Taco Bell, and it comes your way on Saturday, July 16th. So get your tickets now for Star Wars Saturday at the ballpark by heading to baysox.com. We're out of the seventh inning here in Altoona. As Bowie trails 4-2, they'll try to get a little bit more momentum going their way, but as Noe Toribio continues on the mound, it'll be a new test with Joey Ortiz in the box. First pitch is a curveball called for strike inside edge. Count opens at nothing and one. Ortiz 0-2 on the day, followed by Adam Hall, then Maverick Handley in this half inning as the 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Did get a note in that last half inning. I did mention that we were throwing out those little ice cream bars from the press box. Fans go wild for that kind of stuff. The 1-1 misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. In my career, I know I've shot the T-shirt gun out of the press box window before. That's always a hoot. But there was a different note that came in the inning break there as the 2-1 pitch is lined over toward short, and a diving grab by Andres Alvarez gets to his feet and sends it to first. Beats Ortiz by a step. Oh! That's an excellent play by Andres Alvarez at shortstop. 6-3 putout. Ortiz barely misses out on a base hit. But we were informed that Cody Roberts is catching, and he indeed is, at least at some point, because Roberts is now in the on-deck circle. And someone down in the Altoona, and it relayed up to here as the first pitch to Adam Hall misses low for a ball. It's 1-0. And that is absolutely Cody Roberts in the on-deck circle. So I'm not too sure how long he's actually been in this game. Next pitch to Hall misses down, and the count goes to 2-0. We'll have to find out what we can find out whenever we can find it out, as the 2-0 pitch is lifted out toward right center field. This one sends Scott running over, and it's over his head. Rolls all the way to the back of the wall. On to second base is Hall. He's trying for third. No, he stops there. Took a hard round of second, but put on the brakes as he realized Scott made a great throw on the recovery in straightaway center field. But Hall picks up his sixth double of the season. He's got two of Bowie's three hits this evening. And now here's Cody Roberts, not Maverick Handley. Yeah, so the production crew isn't aware yet, and that's understandable. I'd make the same mistake. But that is absolutely Cody Roberts. And I'm actually kind of surprised that, you know, they never told anyone about it, considering it says, oh, now it says Cody Roberts on the board. All right, they got that squared away. As the first pitch to Roberts is called a strike on the bottom edge, it's nothing and one. So I don't know if Roberts is a pinch hitter here or he came in as a defensive replacement. We'll have to find out, again, when we can find out. Here's the next. Roberts watches away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. So Roberts on the season, a .271 average, 4 homers, 21 runs driven in for the Bay Sox. 27 games played for Bowie. He had his first three-hit day of the season last night. Did it all for the Bay Sox. On the field, both offensively and defensively. Next pitch misses wide. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Runner at second, one away. As we wait on the 1-2 offering. Noe Toribio comes set. Splits the middle of the rubber. And fires the next. Roberts pokes at it, and it's hit up the line at first. Down for a base hit and cut off by Burden scores on another RBI single by Cody Roberts. He's got hits in 5 straight games now for the Bay Sox. Make it 6. RBIs in back-to-back games, and Bowie is 1 run closer. They trail 4-3. Bowie's been making the most of the corners here at this ballpark, too. Well, you could say both teams are, really. Altoona, obviously, it's their ballpark. They've got a good understanding of it. And they've collected 5 triples just over the last 3 days. As Roberts is now up to 22 RBI this season. First pitch to Andrew Dashbach is fouled off third base side. And the count opens up at nothing and one. But now tying run is aboard for Bowie in a game in which they were being no hit through 4 in the third innings. They didn't have a base runner through 4 and a third. I want to be a little more specific from that. But Luis Ortiz, he's still a winning pitcher at the moment. But tying run is on base, and it would take that opportunity away from him if that run scores. Pickoff throw back to first, not in time. We'll wait on the 0-1 pitch to Dashbach, who's 0-2 on the day, popped out to the catcher in foul territory in the third, struck out swinging in the sixth. Still a very nice day here at PNG Field in Altoona as the 0-1 misses low. Count goes even at a ball and a strike on Dashbach. I will say this, though. I never said it out loud, but I was constantly thinking about how we are on the on-pace-for game. That's a bit of a taboo phrase when working in minor league baseball. We're on pace for a game played in this amount of time. 1-1 pitch to Dashbach, swung on and missed. Curveball inside, and the count to 1-2. Because after 5 innings, with how quick Luis Ortiz was working, and the same could be said about Antonio Velez, he's a very fast worker, we were on pace to play this game in less than 2 hours. But that is almost all but lost now. I'm not complaining, though, because it's still a fun, tense game. 1-2 pitch to Dashbach is flared over towards short and picked by Andres Alvarez. He tries to rip it back to first, but Cody Roberts slides back in safely, avoiding. Here's Davis Tavares. Tavares had that game-tying home run for the Bay Sox back in that massive come-from-behind victory. 2 nights ago, well, spoke too soon. It wasn't a victory, but it was a massive comeback for the Bay Sox. They trailed by 7, scored 9 straight, but unfortunately still lost. First pitch to Tavares misses down. Count starts out at 1-0. That's just one of those sayings, or one of those things that you almost automatically say, where you come back from 9 run, or come back down 7 and score 9 straight. You almost feel like you're supposed to win. But it just wasn't in the cards that day. Bowie has still made the most of this series. If they can come from behind today, they'll have won the series. The 1-0 to Tavares misses down and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Next pitch, swung on, just pieced off of home. Count to 2-1 on Tavares, who's 0-2 on the day. Runner at first, two outs, the 2-1. Tavares fouls it off of himself. And the count goes even at 2. But already a run brought across in this inning. The Bay Sox have scored 3 runs since the end of the 5th. Altoona scored the first 4, but now Bowie's brought it within 1. If I can get the words out, goodness. The 2-2 to Tavares is called strike 3. He thought about it. Change up a little bit dicey on the outside edge, but he's rung up anyway, and the inning is over. But the Bay Sox do get one more across. RBI single by Cody Roberts. Stretch here at PNG Field in Altoona. It's curve 4, buoy 3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
That's right, it's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1970s hit Good Times, with a special VIP meet and greet package available. That's Friday, July 15th for Dynamite Night with Jimmy J.J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. So head to BaySox.com right now to get your tickets and learn more.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Make sure you've got your Jedi cloaks ready on Saturday at Prince George's Stadium. Meet dozens of Star Wars characters out at the ballpark, take part in interactive exhibits and lightsaber battles, and you can bid on specialty game-worn jerseys by the Bay Sox players at the game. It's all sponsored by Taco Bell, and it comes your way on Saturday, July 16th. So get your tickets now for Star Wars Saturday at the ballpark by heading to BaySox.com. Bottom of the seventh inning here in Altoona. After we finish the stretch, the Bay Sox still trail the curve 4-3. Adam Stauffer will get back to work, though, and he pitched well in his first inning of relief. 3-up, 3-down on a ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout. We did get a little confirmation on that query we had discussed in the last half inning. And it turns out Cody Roberts has actually been in the entire game. A late change for the Bay Sox. So it has been Roberts this entire time. He did pick up the RBI single in the last half inning, as mentioned, but it's been him all day. But a straight switch for him and Maverick Handley there in the sixth slot. So that's all it's been. Here's Connor Scott, and the first pitch to the left-hander is called a strike from Adam Stauffer. Curveball hits the bottom edge, and it's nothing and one to start. Scott, Sanchez, then Andres Alvarez, the leadoff man, set to bat in this half inning. Next pitch, a check swing. Didn't go around on a breaking ball low, and the count evens at a ball and a strike now. Bay Sox trail 4-3 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Still a beautiful day in Altoona as the 1-1 is fouled off back to the screen. Count to 1-2. And expecting another good crowd tomorrow. Fireworks shows tonight and tomorrow as well. As the 1-2 pitch comes in. Popped up foul, third base side out of play. Count stays. Got two fireworks shows coming up at Prince George's Stadium in a couple of weeks. Remember, the Bay Sox are only home for... As they continue this lengthy road trip, they look forward to the homestand against Binghamton from the 14th to the 19th. 17th and 18th, we'll see fireworks shows. The 1-2, fouled off again left side. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. But Bowie will actually have plenty of fireworks just over the next 3-4 weeks because the 17th and 18th, then they hit the road for six against the Erie Seawolves and then return home for six against Richmond. That bleeds into the July 4th celebration, two of the largest fireworks shows of the year, including the largest all season on Sunday, July 3rd. That's a 6:05 first pitch. Get your tickets at baysox.com. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Connor Scott. Curveball bounced over towards second and picked at the shoelaces by Cesar Prieto. Sent on to Andrew Dashbuck at first, and it's in time. A 4-3 putout. Four up, four down to start for Adam Stauffer out of the pen. Well, that's going to be a very... We're at a tough stretch for Bowie just over the current month. You really got to know the schedule to understand how hard it is going to be for the Bay Sox to try and stay fresh over the next few weeks. Lolo Sanchez digs in, and the first pitch is swung on and missed down for a strike. It's nothing and one. Because the fact of the matter is that Bowie next week plays 7 games in 6 days. Then they do it again against Binghamton, 7 games in 6 days. So 14 games in a, what is that, 13-day span? So the next pitch to Sanchez misses high, the 1-1 on its way. Lifted up the first base line, Tavares running on it, and it's down foul, just sliced enough to the right side. Hit off of home plate in the bullpen for Altoona. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Yeah, 14 games in 13 days for the Bay Sox. It will be a taxing 2 weeks coming up for them. The one Sanchez watches it and the count goes even at two. 0-for-2 day for the number 9 batter. Struck out swinging in the second, then lined out to short in the fifth. It's Bowie trails 4-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. The 2-2 curveball brushes him off the plate as it moves a little bit too far up and in. Count runs full. So after that set, though, when Bowie goes on one of their longest road trips of the year in distance to Erie, the payoff here is ripped up the first base or third baseline, rather, but foul. Touches down into some of the picnic seating. As the count stays full. Yeah, Erie and Akron are two of the furthest trips distance for the Bay Sox. As the 3-2 is popped up behind home plate, coming our way, and touches down just at the base of the press box. Probably only missed by about 10 or so feet at most. I had a good look at it, but not going viral today. The 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Got him with a fastball high. Stauffer has two strikeouts over five up, five down out of the pen. Back up to the top of the lineup and Andres Alvarez. So after Bowie finishes out that lengthy road trip to Erie, they'll come back and play Richmond. Every game that week will be a night game because it's July 4th. That's understandable. The July 4th weekend. First pitch to Alvarez. Misses down a changeup. And the count starts out at 1-0. Alvarez, 1-for-3 day. Double and a run scored in the fifth inning. Here's the 1-0. Called a strike. Excellent location there from Adam Stauffer on a fastball up and away. 1-1. After that 6:05 Sunday game against Richmond, the Bay Sox have to immediately hop on the bus as the 1-1 is called a strike on the outer edge. Count to 1-2. They have to hop on the bus and drive up to New Jersey because they'll begin the six-game series with Somerset. And because July 4th this season falls on a Monday, minor league baseball adjusted the schedule slightly for that Monday off day. The 1-2 stays at 1-2 on Alvarez. So instead of the normal Monday off day, the Bay Sox will play that Monday and then have that Tuesday off. A couple of teams around minor league baseball did that for Memorial Day, but not every team. The 1-2, grounded third base side, a fair ball. Headed to the corner to pick it is Westberg, and he fires clear across the diamond in time for the out. Dashbach did have to stretch for it, but he receives it cleanly, and a 5-3 putout caps off another perfect frame of relief for Adam Stauffer. We're on to the eighth here in Altoona. Bowie trails 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbry, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
Eighth inning action here in Altoona as Bowie trails by just one run. This series has been highlighted by tightrope games. Last two were decided by one run, and it's a one-run game right now as the first pitch to Christopher Cespedes is rolled over foul third base side. Count starts out at nothing and one. Bowie trails 4-3 as 9-1 and 2 set up to bat in this frame, starting with Cespedes, then Jordan Westberg and Cesar Prieto. Noe Toribio continues on the mound in relief as the 0-1 misses inside, nearly clips Cespedes on the fastball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Again, at this point, I'm very interested as to what Toribio might have left to prove here at AA as the 1-1 is swung on and missed low. Changeup runs the count to a ball and two strikes. He is still only 22, so you can factor in his youth, but he pitched plenty with Altoona last season, and his numbers this year probably seem worthy of a promotion. The 1-2. Misses inside, a fastball. Good try at the frame by Blake Sable behind home plate, but doesn't take. Count goes even at two. He got good movement, good placement on his pitches. The 2-2. This one roped up the third baseline, and a hard fly ball is down for a base hit toward the corner. Cespedes rounds first, heads to second base. The throw in gets cut off, and he slides in safely, if I can get the words out. Listen, it's been a busy day. We had the technical issues at the start of the game, and when you're working in minor league baseball, you're the only one that's here to troubleshoot things while you've got to still call the game and check on social media. Lots going on, but what matters is that tying run is in scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. That's Cespedes' second double with Bowie, and it goes back to the top with Jordan Westberg set to bat. He walked and scored in the sixth inning, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch home from Toribio. This one lined the other way, but right to the right fielder, Gorski. He picks it, sends it back to the infield. Well-placed shot by Jordan Westberg, but on the screws to the right fielder. And that's a burner, too, because Westberg doesn't go the opposite way to or the other way. Should be something that Bowie is really trying to foster, but when it happens there, it just turns into a lineout. That's unfortunate. Here's Cesar Prieto. He had the two RBI double in the sixth inning that broke the shutout and knocked Luis Ortiz out of the game. First pitch home is a curveball that misses away from Toribio, and the count starts out at 1-0. Well, it was such a fantastic start for Luis Ortiz, too. Retired the first 13 batters and faced the minimum through five as the 1-0 is called a strike. Fastball bottom edge. Count evens at one on Prieto. But after picking up two outs in the sixth, he walked back-to-back batters and then gave up the double to Prieto while extending through a season's high pitch count into the high 80s. And time called by Prieto. Adjusts the gloves. Doesn't leave the box, though. Resets quickly as Toribio holds that ball behind his waist before coming set, a little bit tucked back at the waist. The 1-1. Prieto watches fastball miss away, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. Still plenty of sunlight here at PNG Field. They have turned the lights on as the entire playing surface is now in shade, but still the sunlight carries the day. The 2-1 to Prieto. Swing and a miss, waved right through a curveball down, and the count goes even at two. Runner at second, one away. Bowie trails 4-3. The 2-2. Prieto watches it skip in. Held in front by Sable, and the count fills. There's a left-hander tossing in the bullpen for Altoona, and there's only one left-hander on roster. That's Tyler Samaniego. Be the third time he appears in this series, but he's pitched well. A full count here on Prieto. 0 for 1 on full counts. He's grounded out and walked. Toribio steps off and resets. Now comes set. Looks back Cespedes. Sends the payoff. Prieto bounces it foul. Went after a low changeup and just got a piece under the bat. So the count stays full. Toribio holds set now and fires another payoff. Prieto rips it foul this time. Still on the first base side as the count holds. Well, the sunlight still splashing over on the mountaintops that you can see just about any direction you look when looking through the outfield. Out past the Skyliner roller coaster in Lakemont Park to right or to straightaway center, out past the parking garage, or to left out by the street and some of the residential homes. All a beautiful vista. The 3-2 to Prieto is swung on and missed high for strike three. Chase the fastball, and Prieto is down. Third strikeout of the day for Noe Toribio. 10th overall for Altoona pitching. And now here's Hudson Haskin. Right now, the Bay Sox look like they might be in danger of losing that impressive hitting streak that they've been rallying. Six consecutive games with 10 or more hits, as they've only got four more outs today and only have five hits, but it looks like they will be going up against a new pitcher. Manager Kyron Madison is out of the dugout, but this is the first mound visit, so he could make the switch or he could hold. Looks like he'll make the switch. Tyler Samaniego is coming in. Noe Toribio calls it a day, does give up a single run as Bowie inches closer. And they do have one more chance here in the top of the eighth with runner at second and two away. We'll tell you about the new hurler on the mound in just a second as we're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and beat Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Pitching change here in the top of the eighth inning as Bowie trails 4-3. Hudson Haskin will step into the box with runner at second and two outs. And a new pitcher on the mound is left-hander Tyler Samaneko. He relieves Noe Toribio, who leaves with a hold for now. Two innings of work for Toribio, three hits, and at the moment one run. Could go up to two with runner on base. Three strikeouts, no walks. Lefty Samaneko fires the first pitch home, and Haskin waves by. Change up down, and it's nothing and one to start. 0-for-3 day for Hudson Haskin, two strikeouts and a ground out. Tyler Samaneko, a 6'4", 205-pound left-hander, 15th round selection in 2021 from South Alabama. The 0-1 to Haskin. Late called strike on a fastball inside, and the count to nothing and two. Haskin hitting .297 this season with runners in scoring position. Samaneko in for his third appearance, two-thirds scoreless in the other two, his only two appearances in AA. Picked up a save in the 13-12 game on Thursday. The 0-2. Haskin bounces it slowly to third, and it's backhanded by Triolo. Can he send it to first in time? He can, and the inning is over. Was a bit of a tough play. Triolo had to watch it, make sure it didn't skip off the bag. But Samaneko comes in and strands the inherited runner. We're on to the bottom of the eighth here in Altoona as Bowie trails 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Inning here in Altoona as the Bay Sox trail 4-3. Adam Stauffer will try to keep it that way as he's retired all six batters faced out of the bullpen. He opens with Jared Triolo here for the eighth, first pitch. Right-hander watches curveball just miss away. Cody Roberts double-clutched that one, thinking it should have been called for a strike, but instead it's 1-0 to start. Triolo 1-for-2 on the day, a single, a walk, a run scored. Next pitch misses much too far out. Count goes to 2-0. After Triolo, it's Blake Sable and then Matt Gorski. This has been the section of the lineup that's most tormented Bowie in this game. Next pitch is a fastball called for strike on the outer edge. It's 2-1. They've accounted for four of the six hits for the curve, driven in all four runs, three of them by Sable, who's on deck. The 2-1 misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Sable's had an incredible series, too. Came in with a pinch hit RBI the other night. Kick-started the four-run rally in the eighth inning of the 13-12 game as the next pitch to Triolo misses high, and that's ball four. First walk by Adam Stauffer, first base runner that he's allowed. Third walk overall for Bowie pitching. Two of them have come against Triolo, and both were on 3-1s. Sable already has two of the hardest legs of the cycle down pat, but this late in the game, he probably won't have a chance. As time is called briefly before we get the first pitch home. First pitch. Sable watches down for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch home to the lefty. Bounced up the middle, picked by the shortstop, and it eats up Ortiz just enough. Throws it to first, but it gets away. Trying to go to second as it's picked by first and sent to second, but late. Error allows Sable to go to second base, but Triolo is taken out. Six unassisted on that one. Throwing error. Can't assume double play, so Sable reaches on the fielder's choice and advances to second on the error. That's only the second error for Joey Ortiz at shortstop this season in his 17th game. First out of the inning as Matt Gorski steps into the box. It was 97 miles an hour for an exit speed. Not too many barrels from Altoona in this series. The Bay Sox have gotten a hold of a few. First pitch to Gorski is a curveball called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. But this is where Stauffer needs to lock in. Dealing with runner on base and now runner in scoring position for the first time in this relief outing. Trying to keep it at a one-run game as Bowie will have three outs to try and tie it up. Maybe even take the lead. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Late hack and a fastball away. And the count to nothing and two. Right side playing a little bit in on Gorski. He's a heavy pull product, the 0-2. Just misses, barely. Looked like it could have clipped the zone, but it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Gorski, 1-for-2 on the day, drove in a run with a single in the first. But got caught stealing. Since then, he's walked and struck out. The 1-2. Breaking ball sent into center field for a base hit. Are they going to send around Sable? They do. It's picked by Haskin. The throw comes in. It's a little online, but they can't get him. Run scores. Big insurance for Altoona, and they lead 5-3. These deep outfields, they're just going to keep hurt. Haskin sent it in, and Roberts knew that his best bet was to run up, pick it in front of the mound, and try to go to second, but that still didn't do it. Gorski goes to second on the throw. His second RBI of the game is a big one right now as Leover Peguero steps into the box. First pitch, runner goes. It's grounded over to third, and this is a tailor-made double play. Tag applied by Westberg. He sends it to first and retires Peguero. A 5-unassisted-3 double play. That one is rare, especially when you're not putting on the shift. So the inning is over, but a big insurance run driven in by Matt Gorski as we move on to the ninth. Bowie trails 5-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. There's plenty going on at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, July 30th. It's the Island Luau Night at the ballpark as the Bay Sox battle the Altoona Curve. Live music from the islands, inspirational dance performances, and more. But that's not all. It's also Maryland's Worst Car Show. Do you own a clunker, a piece of junk on wheels? Well, here's your chance to show it off. Again, that's all on Saturday, July 30th. So head to BaySox.com to purchase tickets and find out more about registering for Maryland's Worst Car Show. Hope to see you there.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse corps, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
We're on to the ninth inning here at PNG Field in Altoona as the Bay Sox are down to their final three outs, trailing now 5-3. It was 4-3 just a half inning ago, but a perfectly placed hit up the middle by Matt Gorski brought home some potentially necessary insurance depending on how the Bay Sox do here in the ninth. Tyler Samaniego will continue on the mound, trying to log a four-out save as he faces off with Joey Ortiz to start, and the left-hander fires first pitch strike and a fastball lower inside corner, nothing and one. It's Ortiz, Adam Hall, and then Cody Roberts due up. Hall and Roberts have three of the five hits for Bowie today as Ortiz fouls this one off of home plate. Count to nothing and two. Samaniego picked up the save in the 13-12 game, came in and pitched a quick couple of outs after Bowie had put the game's tying run into scoring position, but got a ground out of Cesar Prieto to end the game following a sacrifice fly, so got two outs to earn the save, his first. Here's the 0-2. Ortiz watches high a fastball at 96. Count to a ball and two strikes. Plenty of speed today from these pitchers on the mound for Altoona. Luis Ortiz was routinely hitting high 90s as the 1-2 is swung on and missed away for strike three. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and that's the first out of the ninth. First strikeout for Samaniego. 11th overall for Altoona pitching. And now here's Adam Hall. First pitch home. Hall squares, but can't get it. He bunted that one, and it hit off the leg of Blake Sable. He's down. Got just a piece under the bottom half of his bat, and it just got to, what was that, the thigh of Sable? He was taking a lot of weight off of his right leg. The athletic trainer, Victor Silva, is out to just kind of walk with him up toward the pitcher's mound, and now here comes Kyron Madison. And it looks like Sable is shaking his head that he's okay. I mean, the catcher can only cover so much of their body. They already wear so much padding, and then if you covered up their thighs like that, that would limit their mobility, I think, too much. And with the way they're usually squatted, I don't think they ever really anticipate something to nick them there. But on a bunt attempt like that, it can happen. But it starts to count out at nothing and one as we reset. Next pitch to Hall misses away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Bay Sox trailing 5-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. As the 1-1 pitch comes into Hall, it's checked on and called for strike anyway on the bottom half of the zone. Count to a ball and two strikes. But if Bowie falls today, the two sides will see how the series concludes tomorrow, either with a Bowie win or a series tie, as Hall spoils the next pitch foul right side. Count stays at a ball and two strikes here. Again, the Bay Sox have not won a series since the start of May when they took 4 of 5 from the Harrisburg Senators, including a doubleheader sweep on Mother's Day. Here's the 1-2. Hall watches called strike 3. He knew it. That fastball sat middle. He was expecting a breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tyler Samaniego to open the ninth inning. 12 punch-outs on the day for Altoona pitching. Now here's Cody Roberts. First pitch. Roberts lifts it out toward right field, fairly deep, sends Gorski running back, and over the shoulder he makes the catch to wrap it up. Bay Sox unable to win the series tonight. They'll have one more chance tomorrow, as they made a valiant effort at it, eventually being sent down 5-3. We'll step aside briefly, come back in just a little bit, and get your Bay Sox postgame. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Now time for the Bowie Bay. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, it looked like today might have been a good comeback win for Bowie the way they were trending, but they just ran out of steam, and it looks like things just weren't in the cards. As we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame this evening from PNG Field in Altoona, once again, your final, it's Bowie 3, Altoona 5. For some reason, I wrote down Altoona 7. I don't know why I did that, because it was 5 runs on 7 hits. I wrote down 7 runs on 5 hits. I guess I'm mixing things up here. But Bowie falls 5-3 to Altoona as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame this evening from PNG Field. We'll recap this one in depth and then look around the rest of the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams are faring, and maybe get you a little bit of analysis heading into tomorrow's series finale. But let's start out with a recap of this one. And things got going quickly for the Curve in the first inning. As we go all the way back in time to the faraway land of 6:03 p.m., the Bay Sox were set down instantly by Luis Ortiz. Ortiz opened up on a very strong day. In the bottom of the first, Antonio Velez, unfortunately, was not as strong. Andres Alvarez opened up with a ground out, but then Jared Triolo drew a walk, and Blake Sable tripled to right field to score Triolo. Matt Gorski followed with a single up the gut to drive in Sable, and it was 2-0 before you could even get a quick second out. Gorski was caught stealing for that second out, and then Leover Peguero struck out, and Altoona would be held quiet from there. But the Bay Sox would be held even quieter, if you can believe it. They went down 3-up, 3-down in the first, then again in the second, then again in the third. Velez did give up a 2-out triple in the third inning, or in the second inning, rather, to Connor Scott, but left him stranded. And in the bottom of the third, he did give up a single and a walk, but mixed in 3 flyouts for another scoreless frame. As Luis Ortiz continued to deal, he retired the side in order in the fourth for a 12-up, 12-down start, and in the bottom of the fourth, Velez finally matched him with a 3-up, 3-down frame. In the top of the fifth, Bowie finally got a base runner when Adam Hall singled off the bare hand of the pitcher over towards second base, but Hall was taken out on a double play immediately following, so Ortiz continued to face the minimum as Bowie trailed 2-0 headed into the bottom of the fifth. After a quick line-out by Lolo Sanchez, Velez gave up a double to Andre and looked like he might be able to get out of the inning, but Blake Sable, boy, has he been seeing the ball well this series. He hit Velez once again. Here's the 1-2 to Sable, lined out toward deep center, fairly deep. Haskin running back a long way. He looks up and it exits. That one hung up quite a while. 101 miles an hour off the bat and 424 feet away from home plate. For Blake Sable, his sixth home run of the season. Two-run blast makes it 4-0 curve. Fortunately, Velez was able to stop the bleeding from there, picked up another strikeout, and that would end his day on 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs all earned, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. In the top of the 6th inning, after Luis Ortiz continued his dismantling of the Bay Sox, he finally ran out of gas. A strikeout and a groundout to open the frame, but then he walked 2 straight batters, Christopher Cespedes and Jordan Westberg, and it set up Cesar Prieto to finally break the shutout. There they go. The pitch home is roped to the right side and through the gap for a base hit to the corner. Gorski will have to pick it out, but this will score 1 run at least. Westberg rounds 3rd. He's waved around. The throw is cut off, and Westy scores. A 2-RBI double for Cesar Prieto, and the Bay Sox are on the board. It's 4-2 with the tying run coming to the plate in Hudson Haskin. Unfortunately, Haskin would strike out looking against a new pitcher. Noe Toribio was pulled out of the bullpen and took on Haskin for a quick out, stranding that tying or that extra run at second base. Haskin was still the tying run at that point. The Bay Sox would get to a tying run situation, but not just yet. As we move to the bottom of the sixth, Adam Stauffer took over on the mound for Bowie, and he pitched well. 3-up, 3-down in the sixth with a ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout. And in the top of the seventh, Adam Hall roped a 1-out double to left field, setting up Cody Roberts to make it a 1-run game. And fires the next. Roberts pokes at it, and it's hit up the line at first. Down for a base hit and cut off by Matt Gorski. Adam Hall rounds 3rd and scores on another RBI single by Cody Roberts. He's got hits in 5 straight games now for the Bay Sox. Make it 6. RBIs in back-to-back games, and Bowie is 1 run closer. They trail 4-3. While Roberts was left at first, though, the Bay Sox were starting to crack through, and that's what was important against Noe Toribio. Meanwhile, Adam Stauffer pitched another perfect frame, 3-up, 3-down in the seventh, sent the game on to the eighth when Christopher Cespedes led off with a double, representing a tying run in scoring position with nobody out. However, though, the Bay Sox couldn't get him home. Jordan Westberg lined out to right field on a good shot, but it was right on the nose to Matt Gorski. Cesar Prieto struck out swinging, and after another pitching change, Hudson Haskin grounded out to 3rd. In the bottom of the 8th, with Stauffer still working, he walked the first batter, Jared Triolo. Blake Sable reached on a fielder's choice and made it to second base on an error on the play. Joey Ortiz was trying to turn a double play, but booted the ball slightly when it got to his glove and threw it away when trying to rush the throw to first. That got Sable to 2nd and set up an insurance run for Altoona when Matt Gorski stepped up. Since then, he's walked and struck out. The 1-2. Breaking ball sent into center field for a base hit. Are they going to send around Sable? They do. It's picked by Haskin. The throw comes in. It's a little online, but they can't get him. Run scores. Big insurance for Altoona, and they lead 5-3. As it turns out, that insurance wouldn't even be necessary because Tyler Samaniego, who's really just had Bowie's number in this series, he's made 3 appearances, including his AA debut on Tuesday, sent down the side in order in the 9th, a pair of strikeouts, and 1 final out against Cody Roberts. Now here's Cody Roberts. First pitch. Roberts lifts it out toward right field, fairly deep, sends Gorski running back, and over the shoulder he makes the catch to wrap it up. Bay Sox unable to win the series tonight. They'll have 1 more chance tomorrow as they made a They did make a valiant effort at it, but 5-3 the final comes. Your final box score in full. Bowie scores 3 runs on 5 hits with 1 error. They left on 3 total base runners. Altoona scores 5 runs on 7 hits with no errors. They also left on 3 total base runners. Luis Ortiz picks up the win. He moves to 2-2 on the season. Antonio Velez takes the loss. He falls to 1-6 this year. Tyler Samaniego the save, his 2nd this year in AA, and his 2nd in crisp. 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of a paid attendance here in Altoona of 6,831. With the loss, Bowie falls back to 10 games under 500 at 19-29. A one-game losing streak for the Bay Sox as they're now 8-14 on the road. With the win, Altoona moves to 24-26, a one-game winning streak for the Curve, as they're an even 13-13 when playing here in front of the home crowd. Two sides will wrap up this series tomorrow. It'll either be a series win for Bowie or a series split for the two. We'll tell you more about it and get you a preview with the probable starters in a bit, but for now, we step aside. When we return, we'll also walk you through the rest of the Eastern League and the Orioles organization, see how some of the other teams are faring with their games in progress. We're back after this. Again, Bowie falls tonight to Altoona 5-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy. Care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Get your red capes ready and your iron suits, too, because it's Superhero Day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 31st. You can meet your favorite costumed hero, and the first 750 fans ages 13 and up will pick up a Grayson Rodriguez Superman bobblehead for their own. Not only that, but it'll also be Heroes Day at the ballpark, honoring police, fire, and EMS with a Guns N' Hoses charity softball game. And the Bay Sox will wear custom Heroes jerseys auctioned off post-game to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation. Sunday, July 31st, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit Consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back to P&G Field one final time here on Bay Sox postgame as we wrap things up with Bowie falling tonight to Altoona 5-3. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Altoona. Let's take this opportunity, though, to cruise around the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams still in action are closing up shop. Erie just wrapping up a 4-2 win over the Harrisburg Senators only a few minutes ago. It was another big day for slugger Kerry Carpenter, making a case to get called up to AAA Toledo. I mean, last month, too. He had another two home runs today. He's up to 19 on the season to help guide Erie to that series win. Plenty of games still in action, however, including one doubleheader. Portland and New Hampshire are in the second game of their twin bill. It was all Fisher Cats in Game 1, a 4-0 shutout on just three hits. Portland returning the favor, though, so far in Game 2. Top of the fourth inning over at Delta Dental Stadium, and Portland leads 2-0. The Fisher Cats only have one hit in the top of the fourth. Reading trails Hartford at the moment, 7-5, but the Fightins have not been without fight in them. You got to give them the credit there. They had an early 1-0 lead before falling behind 6-1. They put on four runs in the seventh to make it a one-run game, but Hartford now has one across in the eighth as they lead by two, only needing three more outs to close up the win. Somerset leads Binghamton after walloping them yesterday. It's Patriots 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh over at Marabito Stadium. And Richmond, a slim 1-0 lead over the Akron Rubber Ducks at the moment out at Canal Park in Akron. Around the Orioles organization, Delmarva and Myrtle Beach, they are having an interesting little day. They're supposed to resume a suspended game at some point, if I'm reading this right. They've got two games up here on the box score, and it says one of them is in a delay to be completed, and the other one is in the bottom of the sixth. The one that's in the bottom of the sixth is tied at one, and the one that's delayed and supposed to be completed is dealt in the bottom of the fourth. I'm pretty sure the one that's in the bottom of the sixth is the active game at the moment, and that's what it looks like it is. So we'll see how that one squares out, and I assume that they'll finish out that delayed game at some point down the line. Hudson Valley and Aberdeen are still battling it out as the Ironbirds have been having a tough time with the Yankees affiliate over the last few days, but Aberdeen leads Hudson Valley at the moment 5-4. Hudson Valley put on three runs in the first inning, but Aberdeen has since taken the lead. Jacksonville and Norfolk, they're also duking it out after Norfolk nearly blew an 8-run lead yesterday before eventually winning 9-8. They have a 6-5 advantage over the Jumbo Shrimp, but that's not telling you about the 5-1 lead that Jacksonville had. It was a 5-run fifth inning for Norfolk as they now lead 6-5. But again, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and unfortunately they fall today to Altoona 5-3. Two sides back at it one more time tomorrow with another 6 o'clock first pitch. Drew Rahm will get the start for his second start in this series, a 2-1 record with a 4.44 ERA. Right-hander Carmen Mojinski will start for the Curve, an 0-3 record with a 5.13 ERA. Again, a 6 o'clock first pitch, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 5:40. If you've got the time, hope you stop on by. And for now, though, we say goodbye as Bowie again falls today 5-3. This is Matt Sabatis saying talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.